text. Hallmark Channel presents Crown Media Productions. Title: A Feeling of Home. A tall evergreen tree beyond the paved driveway of a white two-story home.
You ready, Abby?
Yeah.
And action.
Home video.
How many of you know that the traditional New England clam bake began with Native American tribes? Years before the Europeans got here, they were cooking their lobsters, corn, and mussels in sand pits along the beach.
Man at camera.
Of course, they were using beach stones to retain the heat, and it took all day. But if you haven't got that kind of time, and you can't make it to the beach, this is an excellent way to bring the beach to you.
Well, she certainly knows her stuff.
That's why her followers have doubled in the past 6 months.
As always, the table setting is just as important as the food. In this case, go traditional. A blue striped tablecloth and napkins with seashell accents. This meal can get a little messy if you do it right, so don't forget the bibs.
They watch.
The key is the authenticity she projects.
But she's bigger than a web series, don't you think?
Where did you find her?
We met in college.
New England, of course.
Yale.
Excellent.
The simplest things can make the biggest impact. Buckets for the shells or a fishing net for a tablecloth. And if you don't have it, then ask a friend, because they might. And after all, what are friends for? As we say in New England, fun doesn't have to be expensive. Imagination is free. Recipes and instructions for our accessories are on our website. For now, this is Abby Porter, and you've been watching New England. My way. I'll see you next time.
And we're out.
Nice work, Jacob. Can you get some inserts of the food while it's still steaming? I need this online by 5.
Sure.
Abby Porter. Michael Carrington.
Of Carrington Enterprises.
The biggest chain of home goods stores in New England.
Like their ads say, if it's New England, it's Carrington.
It's nice to meet you. And your enterprises.
They all grin.
Oh, it's quite the setup you have here.
Aunt, my mother loans us her kitchen, and Jacob handles the video, sound, and lights, and Gina handles everything else, publicity and management, all on a shoestring.
For now, but we have big plans, and we're hoping you might be a part of them.
I'm always on the lookout for new talent, and you, Abby, you show real promise. I mean, everything looks delicious.
It's a family recipe.
An old New England family recipe, yes. New England My Way. Great name, by the way. Love it. It's authentic, and that's exactly what we were looking for, authenticity.
Well, if that's what you're after, look no further. Her roots go deep into the Connecticut soil.
Smirks.
Abby, you and Carrington's might be the perfect fit. 47 stores, 6 states, exclusive to our New England community. Together, we could create a whole line of home products for our target market. Saucepan sheets, dish towels.
You hear that? A full line.
Your face, your name, in stores all through the Northeast. Abby Porter is New England. You see, it is that kind of honesty that our customers will relate to.
Mr. Carrington, I'm actually from...
So, where do we go from here?
Well, my board and I will be looking closely at your upcoming webisodes, so make them personal, because it's like I say, if we go into business together, people aren't buying your product. They're buying you, Abby.
Me, from New England.
She nods and glares at them. Gina smirks back. Abby raises her brows. A woman pours tea for Abby.
But you're not from New England. Now, of course, but not originally.
I know that, Mom, but Mr. Carrington doesn't. Are there more albums?
No, that's everything I could find. And most of the photos of you as a child have a cactus or longhorn cattle in them.
Shakes head.
I was hoping there might be one of a lighthouse or a lobster boat, something I might be able to Photoshop myself into.
I know this timing is terrible, but I got a phone call earlier from Janet Miller's mother. Do you remember Janet?
Yeah, we were cheerleaders together at Langston. Sure.
Well, she wanted us to know that your father fell off his horse yesterday.
Oh, no. Is he okay?
Oh, no, he's fine. He just hurt his shoulder, but he's going to have to take it easy for the next week or two, and you know your father.
Right. That is not going to happen.
Is there any chance that you might be able to fly out and help him for maybe a week or two?
Mom, it can be so awkward between me and Dad.
What makes you think he even wants me there?
You know he loves you.
But nothing I do pleases him. He finds some fault in everything.
Oh, I think that's just in your head. But if you believe that, look at it like a chance to mend fences.
She smiles at family photo.
Can you go?
smiles and shrugs.
If he needs me, you know I'm there.
That's my Texas girl.
Mom smiles.
If only I was your New England girl.
Oh, you know, I might have a few more photo albums in the guest bedroom closet. I'll go look.
Okay.
She shuts the photo album as her mother leaves the living room. Abby checks her phone, then makes a phone call.
Hello?
Gina. We need to talk.
Aerial shot is a herd of red and white cattle run through a grassy field. A longhorn cow grazes. Abby drives a black SUV down a rural road. She smiles as she looks out the window at the cows as they graze beneath a sparsely cloudy blue sky. She returns her eyes to the road as she passes an oil rig. Another oil rig functions on the side of the road. She passes another Texan field. The sunlight shines upon the black paint of her vehicle as she comes to a stop at an intersection. Text, welcome to Langston.
Well, Texas, I'm back. I hope we're both ready for this.
She smiles, then takes a right at the T-intersection. She passes red and white cows in a field to her left. All colors of cattle graze beyond a wooden fence. Some have long horns. She pulls into a ranch with the cow fence in the foreground and a large two-story yellow house in the background. She parks between them and a man peers around the corner of the porch.
Abby, that's you already.
Hey, Dad.
I didn't expect you till supper time.
His left arm is in a sling. They smile.
Howdy.
She embraces him.
You didn't have to drop everything. Come all this way. I'll be good as new in no time.
I heard a few weeks.
He shrugs.
What's a few weeks?
He nods.
Come on, let's get your bags.
Okay.
They walk back to her vehicle. They emerge from the house and sit on the shaded porch.
So, how's your mama doing these days?
Oh, she's off to a wedding in London.
London?
He nods and smiles.
What a crazy pair we made. You know, they don't build towns big enough for her. They're small enough for me. It's like you, I guess. You're definitely your mama's daughter.
I'm your daughter too, Dad. I miss you.
Yes. I've
just been so busy with my new web series.
You got your own life. I get that. Yeah.
He sips soda.
Have you seen my show?
She tucks hair away from her eyes. He nods.
I look in on it. I saw one. It was entirely on blenders. I'll tell you one thing. You don't do anything halfway.
Exactly.
She nods.
So, tell me what needs doing around here and consider it done.
Dress like that?
He shakes head.
I don't think so.
Well, this was just for the plane. I brought plenty of clothes.
No, really, it's okay. I hired a new ranch manager a few weeks back. He's good. Gets most everything done. At least until I can get out of this contraption.
Gestures.
I'm here to pick up the slack, so whatever he can't do, you can count on me.
He raises his head as a silver truck enters.
Speak of the devil.
New manager?
She looks.
New to some. Maybe not so much to you.
Looks at him.
Someone I know?
He smirks.
Dad? Dad?
His chair rocks.
Dad, who is it?
He approaches the truck and she follows after him. The truck parks beyond the yellow rose line fence around the home. A young man with a sheriff's cowboy hat emerges.
Well, well, well.
Ryan?
Look who's back home on the range. Abby?
What a surprise.
Ryan looks at her dad.
But your dad didn't tell you.
Just about to.
She smiles.
How about I give you two a chance to catch up?
Well, he didn't tell me you were coming either.
Well, how could I stay away? After his accident and all, so he needs an extra hand and I'm here to help out. What?
He covers his mouth. She furrows brows.
You're here to help out.
For as long as I can be helpful, yes.
Snags sweater.
Okay, so, short visit then.
Bites lip.
Oh, it's so funny.
He chuckles and looks down.
Look, don't get me wrong. I mean, you look great, but, you're dressed for a garden party.
Well, I just got here. I haven't had a chance to change yet.
Both grin.
Well, you've changed plenty since high school.
Not much, really.
If you say so.
This is gonna be a problem. Us having to work together for the next 2 weeks.
Not for me. What happened between us was years ago. I mean, who even remembers?
Well, good. Good then.
Well, if you're here to help, you can start right now. We gotta get all this stuff out of the truck and into the barn.
Yeah. Okay.
She tries to talk away.
In a minute.
Her pink sweater is snagged on the rose bush thorn. He looks back at her.
You're stuck on that yellow rose, ain't you?
Shakes her head.
No. I haven't seen these in a while. Ooh, they're pretty.
Oh,
good. Did you plant these?
He grins over his shoulder as he walks away. She answers phone.
Gina? So, I'm just off the phone with Carrington.
Oh, no, what now?
See how negative you are? Always expecting the worst.
Just tell me.
He wants a full bio on you to pass on to his board.
One that doesn't mention Texas, I assume.
Don't worry. I've got this handled. I'm thinking you were born in Greenwich.
Look, he's buying New England. We need to give him New England, even if we have to stretch the truth a little.
Oh, I really don't feel good about this.
Relax. You'll feel good about the checks.
I really can't do this right now.
Bad time?
Well, my dad's being sweet, but a little standoffish. His new ranch manager is my old high school boyfriend, and I'm kind of stuck at the moment. I gotta go.
Oh,
she rolls her eyes. Ryan slings roll over shoulder.
I was getting to that.
Uh-huh.
What? That was.
Okay.
He holds the chicken wire fence tube, then grabs a second. She smirks, then pulls on the back of her delicate sweater. It is severely snagged by the rose.
New England will have to wait.
Eyes wide, she shakes her head and walks off. Aerial shot of fields as mostly black cows walk along the tree line. Cows are moved in a pen. A colorful variety of cows run up to the fence near the house as Abby emerges in another long-sleeved blouse. Ryan rides a Palomino horse as he herds the cattle. She stands and watches him as he swirls the horse side to side to herd the cattle. He wears a red and blue plaid button-up. Wes stands at the fence.
I really appreciate the extra hours, Ryan. Feeling pretty helpless with this ominous thing.
Well, nice that Abby's here to help carry some of the load.
Yeah, it's great that she's trying and all, but, I mean, we both know she's more into arts and crafts than ranching.
Yeah, she may surprise you.
I gave up on that dream long ago.
Yeah, well.
She watches in distance with smile.
She may surprise us both.
Huh?
Wes raises brows as Abby approaches.
Sorry I'm late. Just jet lag and all. Hey, Dad, I'm impressed you picked up bagels.
Where'd you find that?
Kitchen counter.
Those are suet rings for the hens.
She removes it from her mouth with a wince.
Okay.
You plan to work in those?
She wears pristine blue and white cowboy boots.
What? These boots? What's wrong with them?
I'd be willing to bet those boots cost more than my truck.
You might be right, but I'm good. I'm ready for anything. What's the plan? What can I do?
Well, those are two very different questions.
I'm going to check on that heifer that was calving last night. I'm afraid the mother might abandon it.
Well, I can do that. You need to be taking it easy.
Abby, I said I was going to check on the heifer, not carry it to the pasture. As a matter of fact, Ryan, why don't you remind Abby how to clean the chicken coop?
Tilt's head.
Hens lay better on fresh savings.
Okay, I think I can still handle the chickens.
Just to be safe, let Ryan show you how we do it these days.
Ryan tilts his head with a slight smile. Red, white and black and white hens peck about in a chicken coop.
Word is, you're a tastemaker. That's a new one for me.
I recommend things. Appliances, bedding, wine.
There's money in that?
I'm working on it.
All right, well, I recommend you let me take care of these ladies. Wouldn't want you to ruin them fancy boots.
I'm the one that was brought up on a ranch, remember? You're the one who lived in town.
Yeah, well, I got my master's in ranch management.
I'm impressed. You're really into this ranching thing, huh?
Yeah.
What do your parents think about that?
Well, they're all for it. They retired to Scottsdale, left me the house.
That beautiful old farmhouse?
Yeah, I'm fixing it up. Living there for now.
Got plans to move?
He furrows brow.
Hey, now you're just stalling.
No, I'm not. Just trying to get to know you, that's all.
Get on in there. Well, you gonna clean this coop or you gonna clean the coop?
No, clean the coop.
He grins as she enters the pool. She winces and looks down at her feet as feathers fly and hens scuttle about. She grins at him, her shoulders arched.
Okay. Maybe you're right. I didn't dress for this.
She lifts her feet slightly as she stands in place.
There's an easy fix for that.
She looks down at the hens, then up at him with her vibrant blue eyes and girly smile. Aerial shot of small town city buildings. His silver truck pulls up on the side of the street downtown and they both get out. Text, we're in Texas. Authentic quality Western. They enter the clothing boutique. Abby leafs through garments.
I'll take one of everything.
Don't joke with me, because I'll sell it to you.
Janet!
Abby!
You work here?
Worse, I own the place.
They hug.
Hey, Ryan. It is so great to see you. Let me take a good look. So stylish.
That's actually why we're here. She needs to get some more practical outfits.
Rolls eyes.
I'm gonna go get some coffee at Sam's, but y'all shoot up a flare when you're done.
Hell eaves.
You and Ryan again? Not something I should know about?
We're just working together for a few days, helping my dad while his arm heals.
Not even a little bit of chemistry?
No chemistry. None of the earth sciences. So, now can we talk about some real jeans and work boots?
You got it. But I want to hear the whole story while you try things on.
There's no story.
Abby shrugs. She leaves with 5 shopping bags in hand.
Is there anything left on the shelves?
I just bought the basics.
I'm guessing you worked up an appetite on this little shopping spree. Want to grab a burger on the way back?
I have a better idea.
At the house, Abby cracks an egg. She minces green onions, then shreds cheeses on a cheese block. She tosses a pat of butter in a skillet and it begins to bubble. She whisks eggs and pours them in, then adds chilies, cheese, and onion.
A drive-through burger would have been easier.
This is easy. It's a classic French omelet.
What's the difference between a French and an American omelet?
An American omelet is folded. The French roll theirs.
Pretty sure my taste buds would know the difference.
Just try it. I added some chilies, just for a little extra kick.
He sits.
French fusion.
Leave it to you to complicate eggs.
I'm not complicating them. I'm elevating them.
He takes a bite and furrows brows.
You like it?
Where did all this come from? The girl I used to know was all tacos and takeout.
Still love all of that. I just like exploring other foods.
She turns back to the stove.
Word around town is you were dating a shortstop for the Mets.
No, very old news. We broke up.
You used the wrong salad for it?
She grimaces at him. He looks down. She raises brows.
What about you? After I left, I heard you and Cheryl Packer were a thing.
He chews.
Homecoming queen.
Well, we went to one movie and then she left me for the quarterback. Besides, I don't have much time for dating anyway.
My dad doesn't work you that hard, does he?
Oh, I'm fixing up my folks' place in my spare time, getting ready to sell. Need a down payment if I'm going to buy a ranch of my own.
Wes enters.
Any chance that's for me?
It is now.
Yeah, French, huh?
You know that?
Yes, the way your mother used to fix these.
He cuts a bite of the omelet and eats.
Not half bad. Chilies. Nice touch.
Really, you like it?
She smiles, arms crossed.
How's the chicken coop coming? You get that done yet?
I had to make a run into town. Abby came along to keep me company.
But I'm getting right to it.
Hope so. Plenty more to do when that's done.
Yeah.
She looks away. Ryan smirks at her. She shrugs, gives a tight-lipped smile, and returns to the oven. 5 horses walk through an open fence into pasture. A few cows graze. She puts brown eggs in a carton.
You can pitch in whenever you want, you know.
Oh, I like watching you work. Something I've never seen before. Besides, I am busy.
Something interesting on that phone?
Just checking out your website. So, Ivy League education, summers in Maine.
Mm-hmm.
A few guest appearances on some TV shows I had never heard of.
Oh, they're big in New England.
Mm-hmm. Take your word for it. You know, there's no mention in here of Texas.
Wasn't much room in my bio.
Uh-huh. Enough to say you were born in Greenwich? Now, see, I thought that miraculous event happened right here in Langston. Am I wrong?
It's Greenwich. It's probably an autocorrect.
Of course, Langston to Greenwich. That's a weird leap. I'm sure you'll fix it.
Eventually.
Done good work.
Wish my dad would say that.
She shuts egg carton.
Nothing I ever did on this ranch was good enough for him.
His words?
Kid can tell. No. It was clear he always wanted a son. Or at least a tomboy.
Instead, he got a lifestyle expert.
Yep.
Just got a call that the feed order is ready for pickup, so I need you to drive into town. Could you take my truck and gas her up on the way?
No problem, you bet.
I was talking to Ryan. It's a stick.
I knew it, Dad.
Yeah, the clutch is a bit tricky.
I drove it when I was a kid, remember?
Well, I do now. Maybe Ryan should ride along, just to be safe.
Whatever you say, boss.
You don't trust me?
Oh, I trust you. I just don't want what happened to the tractor to happen to my truck.
She shakes her head.
What did I tell you? He'll never change, no matter how much I wish he would.
Ryan removes hat.
Let's drive that truck.
She drives the vintage teal truck as Ryan rides in the passenger side seat. The truck's front bumper is rusted and has a Texas license plate. It comes to a stop in the middle of the road.
I can't believe he hasn't upgraded this old thing.
Okay, take it easy. Just breathe. Engine off.
Shuts off.
Now pushing the clutch all the way. Start the engine.
She turns the key.
Now, when you let out the clutch, you're going to want to give it a little gas.
Okay.
Okay.
She slowly pushes down the gas pedal in her black leather boot with silver studded trim.
Oh, who has a stick shift anything anymore? Oh, what did I do now?
You flooded it. Die. Just give it a minute. I mean, it's not like we're tying up traffic.
No one behind them. They both smirk.
Back east, there'd be a long line of cars honking their horns at us. Out here, it's just miles and miles of miles and miles. So beautiful. So quiet.
She smiles, then looks at him.
Is this why you decided to go to college in Dallas and not back east?
Oh, come on. I never would have fit in at Yale.
Well, I was there. Or was that part of the problem?
No. No, that had nothing to do with it. I wanted to study ranch management. And you would be shocked to learn how few courses Yale has in ranch management.
They both huckle.
Still, it would have been nice.
She looks into his eyes. He looks back with a tight smile.
Yeah, we were too different. I didn't want to admit it at the time.
Easier to blame me for leaving, was it?
No. No, you weren't cut out for this life, just like I wasn't cut out for that life. Simple as that.
Soft smile.
So where did that leave us?
He raises brows and scoffs.
Stuck on the side of the road, apparently.
They both grin.
Try it again.
She looks in his eyes and he points.
The engine.
Right. Yeah, the engine.
Obviously.
Okay, what am I doing?
Oh, just a little question.
Okay.
Start her up.
Turns the key.
Gear.
Shifts.
We're back in business.
Dodge truck starts.
Oh, so something important?
Maybe. You mind if we make a quick stop on the way?
Sure, just tell me how to get there. And I'll try and get us there.
All right, you're gonna hang a left.
Okay, great.
She slowly presses the gas pedal and the truck accelerates. She takes a gentle left turn at a very slow speed. The truck arrives on a dirt road.
All right. Let's get up there. You want to keep going? Clutch in. Brake. Brake hard.
She presses brake in the grass and he hops out in front of a three-story house with for sale sign.
Your parents' old house.
Mine now.
Your grandparents built it, right?
Mm-hmm. 1932. They didn't leave the key under the mat for a showing later.
Shame to have to sell.
Yeah, well, if I want to afford my own ranch. Even with that, hefty miles out of town, prices these days.
Isn't that the Blakely's pasture across the way?
You have a good memory.
He's let it go for so long, and he's getting up there in years. Wonder how much that would cost.
It's out of my budget. Nah, I gotta sell. Like it or not.
Any bites yet?
Not even a nibble.
You need a fresh coat of paint on the veranda. You need it really bright color to make that porch swing pop. Pattern pillows, maybe a window box with some geraniums. They love this one.
She smiles at him.
Can I see the inside?
Pretty much like you remember, I guess. Come on.
He opens the front door and they enter the home. Pale green paint and cherry wood accents. A wood stove in the living room.
You've been working on this? Not that I doubt you.
Yeah, plumbing, electric, that sort of thing.
Well, you need to make an impression with what potential buyers can actually see. You thought about staging it?
Staging it?
You could get more than you're asking, I bet. A few easy changes can make a big difference. Like an area rug or some lighting. There's some good furniture stores in Marshall.
You can't take a whole day off for that. We'll check out what the hardware store has. Gotta pick up that feed anyway.
Hardware store? What are we going to find at a hardware store?
They enter Ramble Mercantile. Text, home decor, vintage wares, curiosities.
Hey, can you have one of your guys load this into West Porter's truck? It's parked around there. Thanks, man.
She examines store.
Well, what do you think?
I think this is not the hardware store that I remember. When did they get home furnishings?
Heck, we keep up with the times.
Ooh. These Adirondacks would be perfect on your veranda.
In Texas. For what?
Sitting.
And shucking oysters?
This would be perfect in your entryway.
Could also drain my bank account.
We're not buying, we're borrowing.
You can do that?
Doesn't hurt to ask.
Squints.
Leave it to me. It's what I do, remember? How about icy lemon for the kitchen? Or cookie dough?
She examines paint swatches.
Ooh, I like this one. Ginger wasabi. Is this too confusing for you?
No, it's making me hungry.
Okay, we'll take 2 gallons of the ginger wasabi. Put some here.
They leave with flowers, chairs, and other home decor. They arrive back at Wes' barn. He walks out and notices his truck filled with home furnishings. Abby and Ryan step outside and he approaches.
Here, I thought you two made a run for the border.
Sorry, it took a while.
He nods.
Looks like there's more than feet in the bed of my truck there. Ah, chairs, flowers, nice rug.
Abby's helping me pick out stuff for the house.
Ah, wonderful. Because meanwhile, 2 longhorns got loose and went into the neighbor's field again.
I'll get on it, boss.
Just like I thought. That calf's been abandoned by its mother. We're gonna have to feed it by hand for a while. Abby, you think you can rope him in and give him a bottle?
Absolutely. Leave it to me.
Okay.
Wes and Ryan leave. Abby remains with a lasso. Ryan turns to her. She winces.
You good?
Roping was never my strong suit.
Just remember to keep your index finger pointed down the shaft of the rope towards the Hondo.
Hondo?
Salute the rope coaster.
Ah, right. Yeah, it's coming back to me. Yeah.
It's not, is it?
Not even a little.
He leans forward, rubs nose.
And then...
Right, then...
Oh, okay.
Get your rope. You're gonna really want to twist your wrist.
Okay.
As you start to swing it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let the rope kind of move in your hand. Twist your wrist and swing it. Uh-huh. There you go. Swing it. When you let it go, follow through. It's just like throwing a ball. It's all on the wrist. You got it?
Yeah. I got it.
Okay. She nods.
Okay. Good luck.
He turns and leaves. She holds lasso.
How hard can it be?
She shrugs and walks away as well. Five large red cows walk together in pasture. Abby approaches a lone young calf.
Come here, buddy. I'm not gonna hurt you. Just gonna get you fed.
She looks down at Lasso. The small calf with long legs looks up at her with big round eyes. She drops the lasso and lifts the calf around its legs. She grins as she holds it.
You okay? Let's go.
A large red cow follows after them. Two bulls walk along fence.
There you go.
Abby gives a bottle to the calf as Ryan hops a fence.
Find those longhorns yet?
Back where they belong. I see you made a friend while I was gone. You don't give up easy, do you?
Careful. That is dangerously close to a full-on compliment. We'll have none of that here at the Porter Ranch.
Consider me warned. So I loaded all that household stuff into my truck, wondering if you could come by later and help me figure out what to do with it.
Tonight?
If you can get some time off.
I think I can swing it.
I'll even make dinner.
Am I taking my life in my hands?
What's life without a little risk every now and then?
She grins and looks down. He walks away as she continues to feed the calf. She squats down beside him.
How did I ever let that one go?
The cow finishes the bottle and comes close. She grins and pets its chin. A red rubber brush-based barbecue chicken on the grill. Ryan sets down the brush and points.
You know, you're right about these geraniums. They really do brighten the place.
Just wait till I'm finished here. Just a few more touches and then we'll tackle the inside. Ooh, I bet I could do a whole episode on porch swings.
You spent a few good hours in that one, if I recall.
She smiles.
Seems like so long ago.
To me, it seems like yesterday.
She looks up at him as she paints the porch swing a cool blue color. He grabs red wine bottle.
Wine with dinner?
I wouldn't say no.
It's local. I thought you might like it.
I don't remember there being grape vineyards in Langston, much less of wineries.
Well, there's a few varieties that like the sun and the soil out here. We got it all these days. Stick around, I'll show you.
He sets down the bottle of wine. She smiles at him. The sun sets in the distance beyond a barn with a for sale by owner Sin. Text, 40 acres. They share a meal on the porch. She smiles.
This is really, really good.
Well, don't sound so surprised. You might hurt my feelings.
What's in this barbecue sauce?
It's my grandpa's own recipe, with a few tweaks of my own. You approve?
Love it.
Well, that is high praise coming from the famous Abby Porter.
Grins.
Not famous yet. And frankly, at this point, it could go either way.
Don't be so modest. You built a good life for yourself.
Busy life. All work, all the time.
Well, some things never change. Like high school. Class president, honor roll, cheerleading, fashion club.
Oh, wait, I'd forgotten. Fashion club. No one had ever even heard of that.
Not until you started it.
She leans in.
And 4-H.
Oh, well, that's only because my dad wanted me to. I tried my best, but I was hopeless.
Well, you didn't want to raise livestock so much as dress them.
I always wanted to make my dad proud.
She raises brows.
Never could. Even now, it's like he wants to connect with me, but he doesn't know how.
Maybe I can help you change that. What do you say?
I say that would be a miracle.
He raises glass.
Well, I propose a toast.
She raises her glass.
To miracles.
She smiles. They clink glasses. They lift glasses to sip. aerial shot of dozens of cattle on ranch. A few cows graze in fence near Wes' house. Ryan's silver truck pulls up on the ranch as Abby listens to music with earbuds.
Ain't nothing fancy about how I talk. It's a little bit slow, full of ain'ts and y'alls. Somewhere between some old school straight and...
Somebody's up before the chickens.
She removes earbuds.
Figured it wasn't a bad idea to get an early start. Even Dad's still asleep. How about some French press coffee?
Is everything French with you?
Not everything. If you play your cards right, I might even whip up some German pancakes to go along with it.
Rain check. Between the ranch and the house, these next couple days are going to be busy enough.
Okay, let's get to it.
She stands up and brings her green thermos. She hands a small hay bale to Ryan with a smile and he spreads it in the grass for the cows to eat. The cows draw close and begin to feed. She smiles at him as the wind blows her hair. Wes stands on the porch and sips coffee as he watches them work. He begins to smile, his arm still in the sling. He nods with a smirk and walks away. She paints the Adirondack chairs with the same deep blue color. She smiles at Ryan as she works. They both milk cows as they sit on either side of a bench. They turn and smile at each other. He changes electric in his parents' old house as she paints the room a vibrant yellow color. He smirks at her, then grins and steps down from the step stool. She leaves the chicken coop and shuts the latch. She shrugs shoulders, sighs and smiles. They unroll a blue and white textured rug into the freshly painted room. Bulls walk along fence line as Wes herds them. Abby shuts the gate and her father rubs his shoulder.
Shoulder okay, Dad?
Oh yeah, better by the day. Don't you worry about me. Ryan.
Yes, sir.
I need you in the north field to check on the troughs.
All right, I'll get on it straight away.
Good. And, you know, after that, I need you to help me patch up that last stretch of fence out back.
Well, Dad, what if I go check the troughs? That way Ryan can stay and help you fix the fence and make sure that you don't overdo it.
No, honey.
It's a good idea, Wes.
At least let me give it a try.
He nods.
We can get to the fence that much quicker.
He winces.
It's been a while since I've ridden a horse. I'm sure it's like riding a bike.
No, it's like riding a horse. Saddle her up.
Both nod.
No.
She approaches a chestnut horse and climbs upon it.
You sure about this?
A chance to impress my father? Absolutely.
She smirks. Ryan smiles and her horse trots away.
Wait, Abby. Abby, north field. North.
Oh yeah, north. I got it.
She changes course and rides off into the distance.
You think we'll ever see her again?
Anybody's guess. She's not wanting to give up, though. Pretty special kid, don't you think?
You tell her that?
Wes looks at Ryan with brows furrowed beneath his black cowboy hat. Abby rides her horse with a few cows in the distance behind her. Her horse stops.
I really miss this. Who knew?
She looks out at the wide open skyline, then answers her phone.
Hello?
Radio silence. What are you doing out there?
Well, right now I'm on the back of a horse looking at some of the most beautiful land you've ever seen. How about you?
Well, you're playing Texas Ranger. We're shooting inserts for that show you want to do about seashell wind chimes.
These are all starting to look the same to me.
We spent the whole morning collecting shells and driftwood off the beach.
This is what it's coming to, Abby. Beachcombing. At least if Carrington doesn't see something new online soon. What can I tell him?
How about the truth?
Winces.
Other than that.
Tell him... Oh, I don't know. Tell him I'll have something new in a day or two. I'll think of something.
You better, because we've done just about everything here we can do without you. Bye.
She hangs up the call. Abby does the same.
Ready, buddy? Let's go. Good boy.
The horse trots through the grassy field. Abby approaches a water spigot.
Let's figure this out.
She squeezes the handle and a trickle of water comes out of the pipe. She frowns.
What would Dad do?
Hands on her hips.
Wait a minute, what would I do?
She squeezes handle again, then smiles. She uses her pink earbuds as a rope to tie around the handle to force it into the ump position so she does not have to constantly squeeze it to release water. Water steadily trickles out of the spigot into the water trough. Abby walks back to the barn as her dad works on the truck.
How's it going, Dad?
So tired of fighting with this thing.
Your truck?
This arm. I never felt so useless in my entire life.
Well, got one problem solved. I fixed the trough in the north field and a couple more for good measure. Here's the proof. Take a look.
Take a look.
Wes puts on glasses. Abby holds photo of earbuds on spigot.
Well, that ought to work. You know, for now, anyway. It's quick thinking on your...
He holds wrench.
I got the wrong wrench. I need my toolbox.
He shuffles away to the barn. She smiles. Outside restaurant.
This place hasn't changed since, what, ninth grade?
You ordered gelato instead of ice cream.
She covers mouth.
I was so full of myself.
No, you had your own style, that's for sure. And you turned it into a pretty perfect lifestyle.
Not so perfect.
Ryan furrows brows. She glares at him.
There's this guy. He owns a big chain of home goods stores all over the Northeast. He's interested in the show. He could get my merchandise and all of his outlets.
How is that not great news?
You read my bio. He thinks I'm as New England as my show. This guy is all about authenticity.
The Greenwich thing.
My manager blurted it out, and I got stuck with it.
What are you gonna do?
My mom sent me notes about her childhood back there. Tapping maple trees, beach parties. How can I borrow her memories without feeling like a total fraud?
So you reinvented yourself. That's the Texas tradition. You know, you may have more Texas in you than you like to admit.
Oh, do not let that get around.
You know, you might even pass for a local tonight at the barbecue. Last Friday of the month, Fletcher's Barn.
Is that still a thing?
Oh, it's still a thing.
They both grin. She looks up. He looks over at her.
Would you like to go with me?
She smiles at him.
Maybe I would.
She has a blue bandana tied around her neck. Dozens of people gather outside of the barn. She wears a floral white gown.
You're overdressed for a barbecue?
You're underdressed for a dinner party. You can't live in jeans.
I don't see why not. I do.
Hey, Ryan.
Here you go. Spice things up a little.
You know, we always count on you for this.
He holds a jar of the sauce and smiles. Abby and Ryan enter the barn, where a woman sets a side dish on a table.
Oh, hey, I was hoping to see you two. Ryan, tell me you brought that barbecue sauce of yours.
Just dropped it off, enough for the crowd.
Save me some. I'm having some friends in from Dallas next week, and I need to make a good impression.
I'll make sure he holds back a jar for you.
And Abby, what'd you bring? Clams on the half shell? Oysters Rockefeller?
A salad. Kale, bok choy, dandelion greens.
With chia seed croutons?
Smiles.
You watch my show.
Never miss it. It's so good. Oh, hey, you think you could help me with some decorations for the dance at the county fair next week? You'll be there, right?
God, I haven't been to a county fair in years. Absolutely.
Drinks.
She turns and leaves. Abby and Ryan smile. A man picks up an ear of corn. Another man serves himself salad. A woman grabs a chocolate cookie. Ryan shoots pool with another man as Abby mingles with Janet in the distance.
Never thought we'd see Abby back this way again.
It's so
Yeah, she's helping out her dad for a couple weeks.
All right, I heard about the arm. Looks like she's enjoying herself.
Ryan nods. Abby looks over and notices his eye on her. He smiles.
Picking up where you left off?
Well, we left off, we weren't speaking.
And now?
The two girls giggle. Abby looks over at him.
We're speaking.
They smile at each other from across the room. A tabletop fire burns as Abby and Ryan sit together on the back of a trailer.
I remember this. The smell of sagebrush.
I hadn't noticed it.
Guess you don't appreciate something until you lose it. I do miss these nights, though. Wide open sky.
You always did have two sides of you. City and country. Well, I know city man one out, but you got some country in you, too.
She looks down.
Hey, everyone loves your barbecue sauce. And you're trying to make extra money? How about selling it?
Yeah, I'll hop right on that.
No joke. You should think about it. There's no question the demand is there.
I wouldn't even know where to start.
She smiles.
I can help. Ryan, that's what I do. I find new products and promote them. You could make this a thing, a brand. You can make money off of this.
He looks over at her. The sun rises in the distance. A home video.
Growing up, I spent a lot of time right here on this old family porch with family and friends, curled up with a good book and a glass of mint lemonade. Yes, right here where I grew up, on the old family porch in Greenwich, Connecticut.
Can we just take a minute here?
Are you not getting it?
No, I'm getting it. I just don't get it. I mean, do you really think someone's going to buy that this is New England?
If you come in close and don't show too much, maybe. I don't know what else I'm supposed to do. I have to give this guy something so he can show his executive board.
Yeah, you don't give up easy, that's for sure.
I know I can be overly ambitious. It gets me into trouble.
She winces and nods.
Do you really think there's something special in that barbecue sauce? Like, something commercial?
She shrugs.
You'll never know until you try. I could help. If you want, no pressure. I mean it.
A red speckled white bull runs through pasture and bucks at other bulls in the pen. Abby and Ryan at picnic table near the yellow rose bush.
That's a bit obvious, isn't it?
We have to settle on something. You need a label.
On her laptop.
But a yellow rose.
He furrows brows at the bush.
Yellow rose. That sure says Texas.
They both smile.
Ryan? Abby? I hate to interrupt your work there, but did you get today's list done?
Already ahead of you, Dad. The cows have been fed and milked.
The herd's been moved from the pasture.
Well, that just leaves the west gate that needs fixing. And Ryan, I need you to bring the tractor in from the pasture.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I can do that. Dad, I can drive the tractor.
You've been doing too much around here lately, and I appreciate it, but how about we get the gate fixed first?
And then we can discuss it?
Wes shoots his eyes up at Ryan, who nods.
Sure. Then we can discuss it.
Wes walks away. Abby smiles up at Ryan as he leans over table.
Did you hear that? He appreciates me. And we can discuss it. Two for two.
Progress.
They both grin, eyes squinted. Ryan approaches as she holds fence.
Yeah, keep holding it up for me.
He uses wrench on bolt.
Do you think he meant that? That we can discuss me driving the tractor?
I told you we'd wear him down.
Ryan stands again and shrugs.
Here's what I think. He loves this ranch, and he just wants you to love it too.
But I do. I always did, just maybe not the way he wanted me to.
Give it a try.
She opens it.
Nope.
Not quite.
He holds fence post.
Let me try something.
What are you doing?
The lunch I packed. Caprese salad.
Well, it sounds delicious, but I don't see how a packed lunch is going to help it.
Tomatoes, mozzarella, basil, and...
She reaches into her green bag.
Olive oil.
You travel with your own olive oil. Who does that?
Someone who doesn't like soggy tomatoes. I did a whole show about that once.
Okay.
She pours a bit of olive oil on the squeaky panel.
Okay.
He climbs the fence and applies it to the topmost panel.
All right.
He steps down and hands her the remainder of the bottle.
Ready?
All right.
She moves the fence open.
Ah, voila.
Okay, all right. Yep. Well, that's a new one for me.
That's my job, and I love it. Helpful hacks for making life easier.
He smiles.
Ryan, I know your heart is in Texas. Langston is beautiful. You know, part of my heart is here, too, but it's so quiet.
She grins.
Don't you ever feel restless here?
Well, you think there's nothing to do around here? You might be surprised.
Oh, yeah? Surprise me.
Okay, that sounds like a challenge.
It is.
He bits his lip and points.
Remember the old Garrett place?
Old goat ranch? Sure, but I've seen it, you know?
Well, you might find it's been built up a bit.
She tilts her head, brows raised.
Come on.
Okay.
She follows him to the truck. He closes the back of the tailgate. They get into the truck and he drives off. Bright green rows of crops in a field. Ryan and Abby at winery.
We specialize in Cabernet Sauvignon, but we have several popular varietals these days.
Abby smiles.
Carmen, I'm speechless.
Which doesn't happen often.
I remember you from school. You were a couple years behind me, but everyone knew what a talker you were. And now, here's the best part of our tour.
And what's that?
The tasting.
Carmen smirks and steps away. An appetizer sampler.
Over the past couple years, we've expanded to sales all across the state, and we just keep growing.
You're amazing. Look who's talking, Miss Internet Star. This is just my little homespun thing by comparison.
Not at all. And that bottling room in the back? Whew.
Everything's done on premises. We keep our staff hopping, that's for sure.
I bet you could bottle all sorts of things if someone needed to do that.
Abby.
What? I'm just saying.
I hate to run, but my buyers from Austin have just pulled in. Welcome home, Abby, and I hope to see you both at the fair this weekend.
You will.
Carmen steps away.
Well, you gotta admit, a lot of change happening around here.
Plenty of change. In fact, it's inspiring.
She smiles at him. He looks down.
Ryan, what's the big mystery?
Hang on, we're almost there.
Almost where?
You gotta see this yourself.
See what? Wait, something wrong? Is it Abby?
Oh, it's Abby.
He stands, hands in pockets, and watches as Abby uses the red tractor.
Huh.
Wes watches as she drives.
Like a pro.
Ryan looks over.
Hey, Dad!
Abby smiles and waves. Wes waves back with his good arm. She turns the tractor and continues.
Follow me.
Ryan pats Wes' good shoulder, then walks away. Wes furrows his brows and watches. Later, the sun sets a vibrant orange and yellow. Abby sits in her childhood bedroom with drawings of women in designer gowns and a photo of the Eiffel Tower, as well as other historic European architecture. Wes knocks on the open door.
Hey, Dad. Did you need something?
Just to tell you, good work today.
He nods. She smiles.
Not half bad.
Oh, better. Not bad at all.
She shuts her eyes.
You get some rest now.
You too, Dad.
Thanks, sweetie.
He walks away. Her smile shines bright in the dim room. In the morning, Cass walk away from the yellow fence with the yellow roses. Ryan stirs.
Smells like barbecue.
Looks like barbecue.
I appreciate the interest, y'all, but could you give me a little stirring space, a little elbow room?
Yeah, absolutely. You really think this whole recipe might be worth something?
We'll put a few bottles out for sale at the fair tonight and see what happens. I mean, if we like the reaction, then I'll call my publicist. See if we can get it on a national market.
Oh, that's awful ambitious.
Abby's got me thinking big.
Careful, Ryan. Next you'll have you packing up and moving east.
He dips spoon.
Yeah, tell me what you think, Wes. Huh. Honest opinion.
Wes licks spoon and raises brows.
Mm. Like a mouthful of Texas.
Oh, that's good. Huh? We could use that in the advertising.
What advertising?
Oh, I might be jumping the gun a little. Again, but that's a good line, Dad. You're a natural at sales.
Maybe. But for now, I should probably stick to ranching.
Chickens speck their way through the gravel path outside.
What's going on out there?
You need a hand?
Nothing I can't handle.
Hey. Well, when you're finished with this, Carmen said that she'd loan us her packing room for our first run. A few hundred bottles.
How much is this costing us?
Well, the labels are for my laptop, and the bottles only cost a few cents a piece. As far as startup goes, this is pocket change.
Abby answers her phone and squats.
Oh, it's my manager.
Ryan furrows brows.
Hey!
Abby, hi! Mr. Carrington's here and he'd like to speak with you. Video call. So he can see you in Greenwich.
Here! In Greenwich. Any way we can postpone?
Like I said, he's right here.
Ryan points in distance. She stands in front of U.S. flag and removes her Texas apron. She answers chat with smile.
Hey, Mr. Carrington, how are you?
I'm good. Hope I'm not intruding on family time. I'm picturing cocktails by the water.
That's a good guess. Just back from a whole day of...
Croquet. Just about to mix up a pitcher of Cape Cods.
Croquet and Cape Cods. Does it get any more authentic than that? See, this is why we are excited about you.
So, I like the piece you did on the porch, but all we saw was the porch. We need more Connecticut scenery, more
local color, more scope.
Abby, there's chickens all over the place. Didn't you check the pen this morning?
I'm on the phone, Dad.
I'm sorry, did someone say chickens?
Bridgeport Bantams.
Connecticut's finest.
Bridgeport, what?
Ryan gestures for him to shush.
And apparently they're all over the croquet lawn. I hate to run, but...
Before you go, when will we see those new episodes?
Very, very soon.
Remember,
New England scope.
I know exactly what you want to see, Mr. Carrington.
Don't let me down.
Don't let us down.
Gina shakes head, eyes wide. Abby ends call and sighs. Ryan puckers lips as the massive pot of barbecue sauce simmers.
Thanks for the assist.
Yeah, no problem.
What was that all about? Does that fella not know where you are?
It's a long story, Dad. Honestly, I do not want to go into it.
She rolls her eyes. Colorful Ferris wheel lights up and spins at nighttime. Text, Langston County Fair. A bent arrow sign points inside a glass atrium. Dozens gather inside the fair building. People mingle. A produce stand with onions and tomatoes. A girl wears a balloon hat. A barbecue sign. Below it, Abby sells yellow rose barbecue sauce.
Can I try? Let's see here.
Woman samples.
Delicious. What's the sauce?
Yellow rose. It's made right here in Langston. It's like a mouthful of Texas.
Well, I'll take two bottles.
Oh, great.
She pays and Abby hands her bottles.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. You enjoy that.
Will do.
And tell your friends.
Abby smirks at Ryan.
What did I tell you? We had 40 cases. Now this is all we have left.
Well, if these sales are any indication, I should have listened to you sooner.
You can make it up to me. When we sell out, you can show me around the fair.
You got a deal?
She smiles at him, then preps the booth for the next customer. Couples slow dance on the dance floor below a fluorescent chili pepper. Carmen pours wine.
This is one of our new whisper items. I hope you enjoy it.
Hey, Carmen.
Hey. Hi.
Ryan and Abby walk.
You know, I never properly thanked you. brought you up with the house and just encouragement. Yellow Rose.
Well, when I find a great product, I need to share it with the world. Because it's what I do.
There you are, Abby. Can you believe the dance floor? I used all the ideas you sent.
I know. All of them. At once.
Well, they were all so good I couldn't decide. And it all turned out so, so well.
Janet raises brows.
You did a wonderful job, Janet.
Thanks, but this was all you. I followed your suggestions to the letter.
It's really great.
Thanks. But don't let it go to waste. Try it out, you two. Once around the dance floor. Twice if you enjoy it.
Well, you do owe me a dance.
How do you figure?
Well, you left town before senior prom. I was gonna ask you, but you left me high and dry.
He grins at Abby. She shrugs.
You're right. I owe you one.
Two, if you enjoy it.
He grins. She chuckles. He extends out his palm and she accepts it as they move to the dance floor together. He spins her in her yellow dress with belted waist. He wraps his hand around her waist and they begin to dance together.
Is this what it was like? Prom?
I wouldn't know.
You didn't go?
The girl I wanted to go with was back east by then.
She smiles and looks down.
Well, it's better late than never.
They sway side to side in each other's embrace.
You know, growing up here, I never felt like I really fit in. Now I do.
Maybe this world just needed to catch up with you.
She smiles into his eyes.
I have a confession to make.
Hmm?
When I said I had everything I wanted right here in Langston, that wasn't quite true.
What was missing?
I'm looking at it.
She softly smiles, then he twirls her in his arm, then brings her close to him again. She grins and they continue to sway on the dance floor among several other couples. The stage lights twinkle and fade in the distance. In the morning, she plants purple and white flowers.
We're making progress.
Place doesn't look this good, and well, maybe ever.
She smiles at him. They turn in. A man with a bolo tie gets out of a red car with longhorns on the grill.
Hey, Ralph. Come to check out the upgrades.
Oh, it's looking good, that's for sure. Wouldn't even recognize it as the same place if it wasn't my listing.
You took it off the market, didn't you?
He did. But a buyer from Houston was passing through when the sign was still up. House caught her eye, says it's exactly what she's been looking for.
Well, it's not ready to show, and right now I'm not even sure I want to sell.
She says she doesn't need to see anything more than she can see from the street. She's itching to buy. All cash, quick close.
Can I get back to you on that?
Think fast. I can't promise you'll wait.
All right, you'll have an answer soon.
Yep. She's quite a charmer, Ryan. You two make quite the team.
Ryan looks down. The realtor turns and walks back to his car. Abby smiles, arms crossed. Ryan places artfully folded sky blue napkins on silverware.
Did you taste it?
Oh, I tasted it, and it's terrific. But it's still barbecue sauce.
Yellow Rose, the world's best.
What's next, beef jerky? It's New England my way, Abby, not a taste of Texas.
Not a bad name, though, if we ever want to expand the brand.
Good as it is, this is not the message we need to be sending Carrington right now.
New Englanders.
Barbecue, too. Please just show it to him.
We'll see what I can do, but I'm not making any promises.
Thanks, Gina. I think this could be big.
You owe me.
Abby hangs up as she leans on the wall and watches Ryan set the table for two. He looks over at her, then down at the decorated table. The wood stove burns in the distance as they dine.
My manager's going to pitch Yellow Rose to Carrington. So hold a good thought.
He nods. She smiles and looks down.
A linen tablecloth. Fancy napkin folds.
Took a few tries.
artichokes, mushrooms, acorn squash, quinoa.
Found this little website with all these great recipes. New England something. People should know about it.
You even nailed the garnish.
She lifts napkin.
Carmen's wine. It was the only logical choice.
I agree.
He pours out a glass of red wine for her, then for himself. They lift their glasses.
Here's to big decisions.
And making the right ones.
They clink glasses. He smiles and sips. The full moon hangs low in the cloudless summer sky.
What if Yellow Rose takes off?
Well, that's a big if. The property I got my eye on ain't gonna be around forever.
It's a tough decision.
It is.
She shuts her eyes.
But I'm glad you came home.
She smiles at him and leans closer.
Me too.
She rests her head upon his shoulder as they sit on the now blue porch swing and watch the moon. The sun rises over four horses in the field. Wes on horseback.
Morning, Abby.
Hey, Dad. Where's the sling?
I woke up this morning and I felt like, hey, I don't need it anymore. Look at that.
Are you sure that's okay?
Oh, yeah. I always was a fast healer, so I'm back in the saddle.
Okay, Dad, wait. Don't you think a doctor should look at that?
I know my body a lot better than he does. I've been living in it all my life, and I'm fine. Sweetie, I know you got work waiting for you back home. There's no need for you to stick around here anymore.
You don't need me?
Well, you can stay as long as you want. But you see, I'm fine. I'm gonna go check on the new calf.
Okay.
He rides off into the distance. She answers her phone and turns.
Gina, this is early for you.
I'm trying to put out a prairie fire that started with your barbecue sauce.
Did Carrington taste it? Did he like it?
He loved it, but he wondered where you found that in Greenwich. I mean, Yellow Rose, please.
What did you tell him?
I didn't have to tell him anything.
One of your fans posted on your website
that you were in Langston. Carrington started digging.
How deep did he dig?
All the way to Texas.
She scoffs.
Fine. So it's out there. Honestly, I'm relieved. We should have just leveled with him from the start.
I admit, some part of this may have been my fault.
Some part?
Okay, now isn't the time to point
fingers. I still think we can fix this, but not long distance. This is a face-to-face problem.
You need to get here.
Well, how soon?
In a language you'll understand these days? Pronto.
A person rides the Palomino horse in the distance as they herd two cows. Abby approaches Wes in barn.
Is Ryan coming in today?
Well, he should be.
I haven't heard from him yet. Is something wrong?
Gina needs me in Connecticut. Ryan needs me here.
Everybody needs you.
Shakes her head.
Not everybody.
Why would you say that?
Because everything is coming apart and I'm just confused and I don't even know what to say.
Honey.
Everything I've ever done, I did to make you proud, Dad.
He shakes head.
Somehow it's never been enough.
Is that what you really think? I mean, all these years?
His eyes widen and he nods.
Let me show you something. Come on.
He gestures to his left and leads a horse that way. She follows behind. They ascend old staircase in the wooden barn. A desk with several childhood photos of Abby. He turns on two desk lamps overhead. A leather photo album stuffed with photos in the center of the desk.
All these old photos?
You think I don't appreciate you? Abby, you came all this way to help out, even though I know you're not much happier here than your mama was.
What do you mean?
When we married, I asked your mama to move here, hoping she'd take to ranching, just like I hoped you would, too.
She smiles and looks down. He points at her.
But you were your own person. You see, and I saw that.
I always thought you were disappointed in me.
Oh, no. I mean, it was clear from the start you were never going to be a rancher. But, honey, if you thought for one second I was ever disappointed in you. Oh. We got ourselves a Texas-sized misunderstanding on our hands. And it's my fault. Because I've never been, you know, the kind of fellow who could, you know, talk about his feelings and such.
She smiles and looks down.
I need to show you this.
He grabs the leather photo album and hands it to her. She opens the first page. A photo of her with a pony. She looks up at him with a smile, then she flips the page again. Newspaper clippings.
All these photos? All these clippings?
Yeah.
Even I haven't seen some of these.
Oh, I've been keeping them for years. Showing them off to anyone who would listen.
Text, hottest web series, New England, my way.
Honey, I have always been so very, very proud of you.
Furrows his brows.
You have?
Sure. You were cut out for big things in this world. When you were a little girl, you took after your mom. You decorated your room like it was a palace. And then you dressed like a princess. You see, that you got from your mama.
His eyes widen.
But you're stubborn. Like me. Ambitious, too. You go after what you want.
She smiles and nods.
Darling, you're a combination of your mama and me. And as far as I'm concerned, that makes you perfect.
He points at her.
I love you so very much, honey.
I love you too, Dad.
Tears in her eyes, she embraces him. He rubs her back and pats it as they remain in a warm embrace in the attic of the barn. Cows graze.
Wes said you needed to see me.
Abby with suitcase inside Wes' house. He notices the suitcase.
Everything's falling apart back east. I have to go home and pull it all back together.
So you leave it?
She looks down.
Tomorrow morning.
He nods.
We both knew I had to eventually.
At first, sure, but I don't know. I thought we were...
We were what?
He leans in the doorway.
I don't know. For some reason, I thought we had a new understanding.
This is my job, Ryan. This is my life.
And that life isn't here. Got it. This is the same conversation we had years ago.
What am I supposed to do? I have to get back there as soon as I can.
What do you want?
She rolls her eyes and looks away, then shakes her head.
Honestly, I'm not even sure anymore.
He nods.
Well, that's too bad. Because I'm very sure of us. And I was hoping you were too. Sure of me, at least.
I'm in a... really tough position. I don't have a choice.
You always have a choice, Abby. You just have to have the courage to make it.
Tears in her eyes, he approaches her from the doorway.
Me, I've decided to sell the house. The offer was too good to pass up. It was more than I was asking, thanks to you. Or I was bringing the papers by tomorrow.
She fakes a slight smile.
Can finally make that down payment on some land outside of town. I'll be just fine.
That's something I never doubted.
So this is it. Well, we had a good run. Twice.
He frowns.
Like the first time, I wish you nothing but the best in the world.
He looks into her eyes, then turns and walks away. She frowns and sighs with watery eyes. She storms off to meet him as he gets in the truck.
We can't leave it this way.
Sure we can.
He shuts the door.
Truth is, I should have moved on a long time ago, and I truly thought I had. But these last couple weeks, I let my guard down, and I fell in love with you all over again. Nope. That's not it. I never stopped loving you.
She shakes her head.
Goodbye, Abby.
He turns on the vehicle and drives away from her. She walks through the fence with the yellow roses back to the porch.
You've reached Gina Mosley Productions. Leave a message and I'll get back to you.
Gina, I've been trying to reach you. Where are you? Call me.
She hangs up. Wes packs up her vehicle with luggage.
I hate to see you go, Abby.
Me too, Dad. But I have to.
How'd you leave things with Ryan?
Not good.
I thought you two had a real chance this time.
Yeah. My show's in New England.
I thought the internet was everywhere these days.
It is, but New England is only in New England.
He smiles.
I'm gonna miss you.
I'm gonna miss you too, honey.
They embrace each other in the driveway. A black SUV pulls into the driveway.
Looks like we have a visitor.
Jacob parks and emerges from the vehicle.
Jacob? What in the world?
It's not just me.
Back door opens. Gina gets out.
So, this is Texas. Is this why I couldn't reach you at the studio?
She shrugs. Mr. Carrington emerges.
Mr. Carrington.
Hi, Abby.
I'm so confused.
I told you he loved the yellow rose.
And I do.
And, okay, he was a little disappointed you weren't as authentically New England as you'd let on.
Gina?
Abby tilts head.
As I let on. My bad, I admit it, I'm a terrible person.
But I still like your style. And I think you have a wealth of knowledge, and I would hate to see that go to waste.
Your Taste of Texas idea? He loves it. He wants to expand his company.
We're always looking for the chance to take our brand national, if it's authentic.
Oh, it's authentic. This is where I come from. These are my roots. My real roots. This is my barn, my cows, my chickens, and this is my dad, Wes Porter.
Wes nods.
Naughty. You the fellow who's been giving my little girl all the trouble?
Well, I think it's the other way around, but I'm not here to argue.
Fair enough.
They shake hands.
We could have done all of this on the phone. What are you guys doing here?
We're here to shoot the pilot. Jacob's got the equipment, and you've got the location.
And I've got the money.
Oh, don't you just love the sound of that? Jacob, go find some good angles. Think scope. Right, Mr. Carrington? We want scope.
Abby smiles.
Well, what are you waiting for? Go change!
Abby and Wes embrace each other.
I love this. This is fantastic.
It's perfect, isn't it?
This is exactly what we're looking for.
Scope.
And action.
Abby points.
Don't adjust your screens. New England My Way is moving. We're live streaming today, all the way from my hometown, Langston, Texas. This is where I was born and raised. This is the land that I know best. Better than the beaches of Cape Cod or the maple forests of Vermont.
Janet on the phone.
And together, we're going to explore it all.
Ryan reaches for his phone and answers.
Hey, hello.
Ryan?
It's Janet Miller. There's something you need to see.
Okay, I'm kind of in the middle of something.
Just need your signature on these pages and we'll get things rolling.
Yeah, can I call you back?
You could, but it might be too late. Are you near your computer?
A friend reminded me recently just how amazing this part of the country is. How much it has to offer. Well, it turns out my heart is here in more ways than one. Sometimes you just have to follow it. The sky goes on forever here. The air is filled with the smell of wildflowers and sagebrush. There's just nothing like it.
That's Abby Porter, isn't it? What are you talking about her heart?
I don't know, but I need to find out.
Got me so excited that I wanted to share it with all of you. So it's time to get reacquainted. And to my mind, there's no better way to do that than over barbecue. Ribs and lobster. New England, meet Texas. Texas surf and turf.
Schutz laptop.
Whoa, Ryan, the contract.
Just leave it on the table and lock up when you're done, okay?
Ryan runs off.
And we're out.
That was brilliant. So easy, so natural, and that sauce is a product I can sell.
So do we have a deal?
As long as we agree to all be entirely truthful from this point on.
Cross my Texas heart.
I think didn't tell you that my grandfather was from Texas, did I?
No.
He's not. I just wanted to make sure I didn't say it.
I think we both better keep our eye on this one. This lemonade is terrific, by the way.
Mm. Oh, it's bottled just down the road. Fresh local lemons. Might make a show on its own, you think?
That I will leave up to your daughter.
Yeah, smart man.
Wes raises brows as Ryan pulls in.
We haven't had this much traffic here in years.
Everyone watches as the silver truck parks behind Abby. Wes raises brows with a soft smile as Ryan emerges from the truck. Mr. Carrington and Gina watch as he walks over.
Can we talk a minute?
Abby glances at her father. He raises his brows. She slightly smiles at him, then approaches Ryan. They walk past the yellow roses.
Is that the old boyfriend?
Yep. And I'm hoping the new one.
They pace in the barn.
I was watching your show just now, Yellow Rose and all. What's going on?
My plans change. Not going anywhere.
What about New England your way?
The great thing about a website is you can run it from anywhere. My dad reminded me of that.
So the deal's off?
No, it's on. Better than ever. We're rebranding. A Taste of Texas. And we'll shoot it right here in Langston.
So you're staying?
Yes. And Yellow Rose is the first product we're promoting. So I hope you haven't signed the papers on the house yet.
Not yet.
I don't want to make promises I can't keep. But with time, this could amount to something. Maybe even buy that land across the road. But I have one more idea.
Oh, no. Should I duck?
What if your ranch was more than a ranch? What if it was a destination? A guest ranch where people from all over can come and see all the wonderful things that you and I love about this place. The Old West meets the New East. What do you think?
I think I need a great designer.
Lucky for you. I happen to know someone.
Lucky for me.
He leans in and they kiss in the barn as she wraps her arms around his neck. She smiles at him.
Now this feels like home.
He smiles and goes in for a second kiss as he holds his hands around her waist. They remain lip-locked with the grassy field in the distance. Text, Abby, Jonna Walsh. Ryan, Nathan Dean Parsons. Wes, Robbie Benson. Gina, Shannon Chan Kent. Jacob, Matt Mazur. Janet, Maddie Phillips. Carrington, David Lewis. Ralph, Richard Ian Cox. Carmen, Caitlin Stryker. Constance, Mary Margaret Humes. Ken, Drew Henderson. Customer, Natalie Van Rotsberg.